Good push by Floyd. Good push by Goldman. And a finishing job with a Young. Hit from behind. And down he goes. Sacked. Willie Young brings the heat in the fourth quarter.
You're among those that I really admire because of how you got here. And you never let anybody forget it. Because given the opportunity, you remind people where you came from.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's motivation for those that are following in my footsteps. The ones that look up to me who may not even have a clue as to what road it I had to take to get to where I'm at right now. It helps remind me who I really am and what people thought of me, and irregardless of what people think, you can be whatever you want to be if you put your mind to it.
You carved out this deal on your own, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
Did that take a bit of courage to do that, or are you just so confident in what you believe that you were able to communicate that and have the reciprocity from them to give you the deal that you thought was fair?
A lot of guts, very gutsy call.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're looking at a deal at my age, you have to consider all your negatives and all your positives.
Give us a little.
About the player.
Give us a snapshot of who that is.
I'm Willie Young. I'm that guy you see every time someone turns on the film about with the Chicago Bears and pertaining to the defense. I'm one of those guys that I'm making my business to be on the highlight reel every week.
And Willie Young erases the ball carrier.
That seven-round draft pick is somewhere in the, he's lurking in the blues somewhere. Where's he gonna come from? I don't know.
That's a little monster with inside you.
Yeah.
That seventh round thing.
Yeah. It's there.
It comes out and talks anywhere. To you every now and then.
Every now and then. Every now. Especially those days when it get tough. Oh, I've seen tougher days. I promise you that. I've seen tougher days. And I'm on year seven right now. I've seen tougher days.
You studied science and technology. Mm-hmm. That's your degree. Mm-hmm. You're an NFL player, loves to fish. Where's the science and technology?
Nowhere.
What's that for?
Nothing.
Is there a science and technology?
There is a science to everything that I do. Everything that I do has a science to it. Obviously, fishing is one of them. And football is the other one. So it's only two things that Willie Young likes to do generally on his off time.
Come to daddy. This is a Jack Revelle. I'll give him 10 pounds, but even if he weighed 2 pounds, this fish here fights like a grown man.
With the fishing, with your popularity growing and your excellence increasing as a football player, are you finding more people learning about your other loves and more opportunities for you to explore different aspects of fishing?
I'll tell you what, it really helps being involved with a lot of the top fishing brands. It's because we have something in common, and that's that fishing thing. And my sack celebration is just taking things to another completely different level, a level that I wasn't expecting. That might be one of the best things that happened to me besides my family and being able to play football.
Have you exhausted your types of fish celebrations on the field yet?
Because no.
You've done the ice fishing thing. That was maybe one of the more hilarious ones for me. You've done the fly fishing. You've casted just normally. What else you got?
I have gone jigging a few times. The one that I think the only way you know what I was doing is if you are familiar with deep sea and really deep sea fishing. When you're fishing with an electric reel, you're basically just waiting for a bite and you hit two buttons.
Did
I
it.
Went deep sea fishing.
You went
and
deep
I just
sea
pressed those two buttons and I looked to the side like to make sure I had the hook up. And I was like, yeah, you know. So unless you fish with an electric reel, then you may not even have a clue.
Wouldn't have known.
Yeah. But no, I haven't exhausted it yet. I got some other stuff up my sleeve.
I got Moby Dick.